Hello, lovely people. Welcome to Thursday, or as we like to say, Happy Friday Eve. I'm here in Kansas City, Missouri, home to some banging barbecue and the Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs. The NFL draft is here this weekend, and starting tonight in the first round, the best college players will see their hard work, dedication, and sacrifice pay off when their names are called, welcoming them to the NFL. Now, let's get to your news. I'm Coy Wire, this is CNN 10, and we start with the latest between the United States and South Korea. U.S. President Joe Biden and South Korea President Yoon Suk-yeol, they met yesterday at the White House to celebrate their alliance and to make new agreements aimed at deterring aggression from North Korea. With concerns about North Korea growing, the two nations unveiled the Washington Declaration, a set of new steps to boost U.S. and South Korean cooperation on military training, strategy, and assets. This includes a commitment from the United States to deploy a nuclear-armed submarine in South Korea for the first time since the early 1980s. This collaboration comes a year after the North Koreans fired a record number of nuclear missile tests.
When it comes right down to it, it's about what you believe, what you stand for, what kind of future you want for your children and grandchildren. And right now, I believe the world's at an inflection point. The choices we make today, I believe, are going to determine the direction of our world and the future of our kids for decades to come.
The other purpose for the meeting this week is to celebrate 70 years of alliance between the U.S. and South Korea. And the visit signals the importance of U.S. relations with other allies in the Indo-Pacific region. Next week, President Biden will host the President of the Philippines, Ferdinand Marcos Jr. And in the coming weeks, he's expected to travel to that region himself. We'll keep you updated on those events right here on CNN 10. 10-second trivia. In terms of scientific classification, the giant panda is part of which family? Ursidae, Phocidae, Canidae, or Felidae? One of the most recognizable animals in the world, giant pandas belong to the Ursidae family, which is the bear family. Did you know that pandas are often used as diplomatic gifts in China? Beijing sent a panda named Yaya to a Tennessee zoo 2 decades ago as a sign of cooperation. What is meant to be a bridge of diplomacy between the two nations has become a point of tension, though. CNN international correspondent Selena Wang is on the ground in China with more.
Once a symbol of Beijing's goodwill, now the center of angry debate in China. This panda in Memphis, Tennessee, has become the latest victim in worsening U.S.-China tensions. Yaya arrived in America with her playmate Lola 2 decades ago as an emblem of growing bilateral friendship. But recent videos showing the once fluffy panda, now looking skinny with scraggly fur, has sparked outrage in China. Many Chinese people and some animal advocates accusing the zoo of mistreatment. Videos on Chinese social media claiming the pandas are being abused quickly went viral against the backdrop of growing anti-American sentiment. The rumors often fanned by state propaganda. And meanwhile, Chinese social media users are praising these viral videos of this panda in Russia, Wu Yi, claiming videos of the active and playful panda prove Russia is taking excellent care of the Chinese bear. State TV saying the pandas are helping the Russia-China relationship. Chinese and American scientists launched a joint investigation concluding that Yaya has a genetic fur and skin condition that does not impact her quality of life and has received excellent care. But that message is not getting through. Outside the panda exhibit at the Beijing Zoo, I asked people if they've heard of Yaya the panda. This man says, yes, she's abused in America. An 11-year-old boy tells me, I heard the U.S. is treating the panda poorly. This man says, isn't Russia taking good care of pandas? Pandas are happy over there, not like in the U.S. And this man, with his granddaughter, tells me, pandas in Russia are very happy. Why? Russians and Chinese are friends. At least Russia is not sanctioning China.
Yaya will soon settle in this Beijing zoo. Now, China has long used its pandas as a diplomatic tool. Currently, its pandas are on loan to about 20 countries. The United States has not received one since Yaya and Lola 20 years ago. Now, these pandas are normally loaned on these 10-year leases, and they cost $1 million annually.
The Memphis Zoo had already planned to send Yaya and Lila back to Beijing this spring because their lease is expiring. But Lila died of heart disease 2 months ago at the age of 24. The average lifespan for pandas is usually under 30 years. Yet that didn't stop rampant speculation and led to an explosion of accusations about Yaya's treatment too, accelerating calls to bring Yaya back to China. The message even featured on billboards from New York City to major cities across China. In 1972, during U.S. President Richard Nixon's historic trip to China, his wife visited pandas in Beijing.
On behalf of the people of the United States, I am pleased to be here and accept the precious gift.
Months later, China sent a pair of pandas to the National Zoo in Washington, D.C. Now, decades later, this panda's return from the U.S. to China, symbolic not of growing friendship, but growing animosity between two global superpowers. Selena Wang, CNN, Beijing.
Next up, have you ever heard the saying, birds of a feather video chat together? I certainly hadn't, but today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, is about some parents causing quite the kerfuffle by taking video chatting to the next level. Apparently, they were taught not how to ask for a cracker, but how to ask for a device to talk with their parent friends. Researchers studied parent behavior during these conversations and came up with some unexpected conclusions. Our very own Jeannie Mose has more.
Instead of the usual, Polly wants a cracker, parrot owners are asking if Polly wants a video chat.
Want to say hi? Do you want to talk to her? You do? Okay.
It's enough to make a lonely parrot bob its head with excitement. In a paper titled Birds of a Feather Video Flock Together, researchers describe teaching 18 pet parrots to ring a bell. When they rang the bell, they were presented with a tablet.
Which friend would you like to call?
And given a choice of parrots for a video chat.
You want to call Rosie?
Over a 3-month period.
Oh, Sammy, okay.
The parrots made 147 requests for video calls.
Good job, that's Georgie.
Some birds got called a lot. We had VIP birds. Some birds got called less.
The ones who got called the most were the ones who also made the most calls. The researchers could tell the birds were truly engaged because they preened together, tried to touch one another, imitated each other, and even sort of sang. Okay, so maybe there were no love-struck movie moments.
Oh, she's beautiful.
But if you're researching parrots, can there be a greater thrill than this?
Sometimes a bird would accidentally call us. So sometime I was in a meeting or giving a class or at home and I would get a phone call from a bird.
Imagine seeing on your caller ID, Sammy the parrot. Jeannie Mose, CNN, New York.
What do you think, Cork? You like saying?
All right, everyone, we had some awesome Your Word Wednesday submissions yesterday. Thanks to today's winner, Catherine from Park Middle in West Virginia, for kerfuffle. Did you hear it in the show? It's a noun meaning a commotion or fuss, especially one caused by conflicting views. Well done. All right, now on to my favorite part of the show. I want to give a special shout out to Castle Rock, Colorado, Castle Rock Middle School. You rock. We hope you and everyone watching around the world have a wonderful one. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.